Daniels, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, June 26, 1903. Dear Brother Daniels, we have been praying for light regarding the location of our work in the East, and light has come to us in a very decided way. We are filled with the greatest satisfaction as we think of the places mentioned in your letter. Positive light has been given me that there will be offered to us for sale places upon which much money has been expended by men who had money to use freely. The owners of these places die, or their attention is called to some other object, and their property is offered for sale at a very low price. Such seems to be the case with the property 60 miles from New York, which you describe in your letter to Willie. From your description of this property, I can see that it is just what we need for a sanitarium and a school. A sanitarium should be established without delay near New York. The terms upon which this property is offered seem easy, and I should not delay its purchase. It is of no use to wait. We have been praying for light, and light has come. In regard to Washington, I will say that 20 years ago, memorials for God should have been established in that city, or rather, in its suburbs. It was in the providence of God that our people were offered the church that they recently purchased there. I am glad that this church is so nearly paid for. We are many years behind in giving the message of warning in the city that is the capital of our nation. Time and time again, the Lord has presented Washington to me as a place that has been strangely neglected. There should be a sanitarium in Washington. The people in the nation's capital should know what we are doing. Let the work stand high upon its eternal foundation as gospel medical missionary work. Why should not this work be carried forward in Washington? Why should not the leaders of the American people have the privilege of learning the Lord's will? If there is one place above another where a sanitarium should be established, and where gospel work should be done, it is Washington. We cannot estimate how great an influence would have gone forth from Washington in favor of the truth had a sanitarium been established there 20 years ago. Above all places, this place should now be worked. Satan is working there against Jehovah with all his might. I present this to you as a matter that is stirring me mightily. One thing is certain. We shall not be clear unless we at once do something in Washington to represent our work. I shall not be able to rest until I see the truth going forth as a lamp that burneth. I dare not now write all the words that have been given me on this subject. In the future, I may feel free to write them. From the light given me, I know that for the present, the headquarters of the Review and Herald should be near Washington. If there is on our books and papers the imprint of Washington, D.C., it will be seen that we are not afraid to let our light shine. Let the publishing house be established near Washington. Thus, we shall show that we are trying to do what God has bidden us do, to proclaim the last message of mercy to a perishing world. We should begin our work there in a limited way at first, and increase as the Lord may favor us. But let us not say much until something definite has been decided in regard to settling in Washington. The Lord is good. He is going before us. But let us work quietly. Say nothing about moving the publishing work from Battle Creek until your preparations are made in Washington to begin the work there. To make a stir about matters would impede the progress of the work. Many objections would be raised, and there would be much talk. We have come to a place where something must be done, but move cautiously and slowly in regard to taking the publishing work from Battle Creek. Do not pull up from there until you have some better place prepared for the work. And do not say much about the property near New York until the bargain is secured. It will be best for us to keep our plans to ourselves for a time. We are not to let everything be known, giving those who love to talk opportunity to exaggerate and misinterpret, and to do everything but the right thing. Never was there a time when we needed to be more careful, careful how we hear, and careful how we speak. At times, silence is eloquence. Wisdom in speech will gain for us precious victories. All the powers of Satan are at work to create dissension in the ranks of Seventh-day Adventists. Many spend their time in talking over the defects of their brethren and sisters. They are blind. They cannot see afar off. I call upon our people to read the fourth chapter of Ephesians. This chapter is filled with warning, reproof, and encouragement. Notice especially the following words.
When he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Verses 8, 11 to 16. Our endeavors to prevail on our people to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bonds of peace have not been followed with the best results. We hoped for something better. Sadness and discouragement come over us as we see that, notwithstanding the encouragement that God has given in His Word, and notwithstanding the warnings and counsels He has sent by His Spirit, many are determined to follow their own way. But the Lord would not have His workers brought down to the level of these professed Christians, who are always working on the negative side. God sends us the message, "Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and, having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 17. We have a tremendous battle to fight. Our worst drawback is our need of workers. Many, even of the ministers who claim to be working for the conversion of souls, are themselves in need of conversion. We are to go into new places, into those parts of the vineyard where the gospel message has not yet been proclaimed. We are to work as Christ worked. Let nothing be done through strife and vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every other name. Philippians 2, verse 3-9. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Verses 14-15. Brother Daniels, the Lord has been striving with me, and I say to you, we must make decided moves and quickly bring things into order, that God may see a different representation, lest his wrath come upon us and we be not able to escape. The Lord calls for sanctified minutemen. He has no use for men who try to serve God and Baal. Let us pray much, and let us refuse to say one word that will irritate a fellow worker. We are to provoke one another to love and to good works, not to anger. Let us take hold of the arm of infinite power. Let us walk humbly before God, but let us be giants in meeting discouragement and difficulty. We must have increased faith. Let us praise God. He is our strength, our shield and our defense, our front guard and our rearward.